Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Wednesday of the 14th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of Preaching Matters, A Praxis for Preachers. Deborah lives in Fall Creek, Oregon, and her preaching today is entitled, Is the Kingdom of Heaven Actually Near?
As I record these words on Sunday evening, people in Texas are waiting for news of loved ones, including little children at summer camp, missing in the floods. In Gaza, meanwhile, people have been killed while seeking food at aid stations. Somewhere else, long imprisoned hostages wait for their release. Meanwhile, we all know people waiting for diagnoses, people who are sick or grieving, people suffering in myriad ways, people who need healing of body and spirit. Matthew chapter 10 opens like this. Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to cure every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew. James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. Philip and Bartholomew. Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector. James, son of Alphaeus. And Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Do not take a road leading to Gentiles and do not enter a Samaritan town, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Has the kingdom of heaven really come near? Notice that Jesus gives a command to proclaim the kingdom alongside the authority to heal. Together, proclamation and healing show us again and again what the kingdom of heaven is and is not. It's not the kingdom of empire. It's not the kingdom of competitive acquisition. It's not the kingdom of national interest, or political interest, or personal interest. But you know that. The kingdom of heaven is an invitation into the mystery that we call God. It's the Spirit breathing life into anything that lives. It's Jesus' presence with us. Has the kingdom of heaven really come near? Actually, yes, definitely. We can see it whenever proclamation and healing come together. We see it when we heal or are healed, even if not in the way we expected. When we comfort or are comforted, whether things improve and even if they don't. When we live in freedom and bring freedom, even to people and places seduced by false kingdoms. When we, the hope-filled, come to the despairing, whether there's a miracle, and even if only as witnesses to their suffering and testifiers to truth and mercy. The kingdom of heaven is near, our future and our present. When we are who we are, and we do what we do, because we hear and follow Jesus Christ.